and all that came. As for my prize, he who gave her took her outrageously back. Well, you can tell him all this to his face, and let the other Achaeans burn if he in his thick hide of shamelessness picks out another man to cheat. He would not look me in the eye, dog that he is. I will not share one word of counsel with him, nor will I act with him. He robbed me blind, broke faith with me. He gets no second chance to play me for a fool. Once is enough. To hell with him! Zeus took his brains away. His gifts I abominate. And I would give not one dry shuck for him. I would not change, not if he multiplied his gifts by 10, by 20 times what he has now, and more, no matter where they came from. If he gave what enters through Orchomenus's town gate, or Thebes of Egypt, where the treasures lie, that city where through each of 100 gates 200 men drive out in chariots. Not if his gifts outnumbered the sea sands, or all the dust grains in the world, could Agamemnon ever appease me. Not till he pays me back full measure, pain for pain, dishonor for dishonor. The daughter of Agamemnon, son of Atreus, I will not take in marriage. Let her be as beautiful as pale gold Aphrodite, skilled as Athena of the sea-gray eyes. I will not have her at any price. No, let him find someone else, an eligible Achaean, kinglier than I. Now, if the gods preserve me and I make it home, my father Peleus will select a bride for me. In Hellas and in Thia there are many daughters of strong men who defend the towns. I'll take the one I wish to be my wife. There in my manhood I have longed, indeed, to marry someone of congenial mind and take my ease, enjoying the great estate my father had acquired. Now I think no riches can compare with being alive, not even those they say this well-built Ilion stored up in peace before the Achaeans came. Neither could all the archer's shrine contains at rocky Pytho in the crypt of stone. A man may come by cattle and sheep in raids, tripods he buys, and tawny-headed horses. But his life's breath cannot be hunted back or be recaptured once it passes lips. My mother, Thetis of the Silvery Feet, tells me of 2 possible destinies carrying me toward death. 2 ways. If on the one hand I remain to fight around Troy town, I lose all hope of home but gain unfading glory. On the other, if I sail back to my own land, my glory fails, but a long life lies ahead for me. To all the rest of you I say, sail home. You will not now see Ilion's last hour. For Zeus, who views the wide world, held his sheltering hand over that city, and her troops have taken heart. Return, then, emissaries. Deliver my answer to the Achaean peers. It is the senior officer's privilege. And let them plan some other way, and better, to save their ships and save the Achaean army. This one cannot be put into effect, their scheme this evening, while my anger holds. Phoenix may stay and lodge the night with us, then take ship and sail homeward at my side tomorrow, if he wills. I'll not constrain him.
This ends Disc 5.